Next week, all eyes will be on another part of the United Kingdom as Scotland votes on whether to split from the UK in an independence referendum. That's something that the people of Catalonia in Spain would like to do as well. Yesterday, hundreds of thousands of Catalan nationalists rallied in Barcelona, filling the city with red and yellow Catalan flags and forming a giant V to symbolize their demand for an independence vote. Anna Arquet is a member of the Catalan independence movement. I asked her to explain what makes her Catalan rather than Spanish.
I'm Catalan because I'm part of this Mediterranean nation, which is Catalonia. We have our own language, our own history and traditions. I feel Catalan because I share all these values that my people, Catalans, live by, which is hardworking, but open-minded. And what can I say? I mean, like, I guess everybody thinks of their own country. We're not better, we're not worse. I would like to just give our best to the community, the international community, but we want to do it by ourselves. We don't need any Spaniards to talk for us in the international community, because actually, like Portuguese to French or Italians to Finnish, Spanish to Catalans, we basically are different nations, and all the Catalan wants are to manage our own political, social issues and do our own policies. That's all. It's not like suddenly we're going to leave the universe. We're going to have the same connections, phone connections, train connections, Catalans. Finally, again, we decide for ourselves all our politics in culture, immigration. That's all. Not the Spanish in our name. Not anymore.
Were you one of those out on the streets of Barcelona yesterday? Were you at the head of that large V?
Absolutely. I was. I mean, hundreds of thousands of Catalans joining up with positive message to the world, saying that on the 9th of November, we finally, Catalans, will vote if we want or not the independence of our country.
So tell me about the people who were out in the streets yesterday. I mean, who really impressed you in the crowd? I mean, are they people who remember what it was like before the dark days of the Franco dictatorship? Who was there?
It was full of all walks of life, the old people with their grandchildren, all of them just there, happy to see that finally we can verbalize with no fear of tanks or military repression, that we won, of course, freedom like 300 years ago. We were an independent state. So that's all. We just want to repair that mistake of the occupation of the Spanish by the force and the bloodshed with now democracy. That's all we are trying to achieve, to vote and see if we are a majority that we want independence, which we are sure we are.
Spain's economy is still teetering. How's the economy in Catalonia? And is this the best time to try and go it alone?
Well, actually, our exports are rising. Catalonia is a strong economy. The point is that even with independence, we don't have any issue to do whatever is necessary in case Spain needed some support for a few years to agree on that. So Spain doesn't have any negative consequences because now Catalonia is an independent state. But this is not a process against Spain or anything bad to Spain. It's just a process for and in favor of Catalonia and democracy.
Catalans are clearly fired up by Scotland's own independence referendum. How will that vote impact things in Catalonia? And if Scotland's independence vote fails, what does that mean for Catalans?
I don't think that if it doesn't win, it will have such a bad impact in Catalonia, because we're not going to change our vote for our own freedoms just because the Scots have not get it. But we are positive. We are positive about what can happen to Scotland and the yes result. We're going to be with them and joining this fantastic day of democracy, ballot boxes. That's what it has to happen to decide things in the 21st century.
Finally, Anna, what does the V stand for?
The V in Catalan, we say vinculant, which means binding, because our referendum in the 9th of November is going to be binding, which is the important thing. And that's really what it means, a V of victory, a V of we will vote.
Anna Arquet is with the Catalan Independence Movement. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Margot. Thank you very much.